while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
And with 830 on the go on this final day of July, I'm Mark Fry. Rain is a good thing today in Minnesota. A cyclospora update and a look at the economic impact wildfires are having in Minnesota. All that and more, but first we begin with President Trump, who is not shying away from placing blame for this week's cyber attacks on at least 30 municipal water systems in the state.
They blame it on Iran? I don't think so. I think I blame it on Minnesota because they're grossly incompetent. There was a cyber attack of 30 water plants, and I would blame it on Minnesota and the governor, the corrupt governor of Minnesota.
The FBI says the attacks were likely perpetrated by Iran, saying several clues point to Iran's involvement. On X, Governor Walz responded by saying Trump knows who is responsible for the attack, adding it further illustrates there's no plan to win a war with Iran. Today's rain in the Twin Cities Metro halts runaway drought conditions, the kind we've had the past few weeks with hot temperatures and limited precipitation. Mike Reisinger of the National Weather Service in Chanhassen says the next few weeks should have normal patterns.
We're not seeing it. We'd be the center of any heat domes. So that puts us on the periphery of it and in an area where, you know, we'll get the occasional passing system. So we're not seeing a wet signal, but we're at least seeing something where, you know, two or three times a week we should have an opportunity to see a front or something come through and at least give us a little bit of chance for rain.
A so-called ringleader of the massive Feeding Our Future fraud scandal pleaded not guilty Friday morning in federal court. 42-year-old Abdikerim Edlay faces more than two dozen charges, including fraud, federal programs bribery, and money laundering for allegedly recruiting and supporting federal child nutrition program sites sponsored by Feeding Our Future. Edlay was arrested in Somalia earlier this month after fleeing there 4 years ago. He remains in custody. Minnesota's Department of Health says it's monitoring cyclospora cases in the state, but so far, none of them appear to be linked to the outbreak now impacting 45 states. In fact, 98 cases of the parasitic infection known for causing explosive diarrhea have been reported since May 1st statewide. HCMC infectious disease physician Dr. Megan Shaughnessy says the infection is not new to the state.
There's been previous years where we've had outbreaks here related to other food products, or it's something that we can see in people who have traveled to other countries and come back sick with cyclospora. So it's definitely something that can and does occur here.
Shaughnessy says in many cases, people can recover from a cyclospora infection without any treatment, although symptoms could last several weeks. A community roundtable discussion in Ely Friday to help identify how best to help northeastern Minnesota businesses impacted by the wildfires in the Boundary Waters Canoe area. Forestry and law enforcement officials say recent rain has helped dramatically in containing the fires and allowing more areas to reopen, while some business owners will be looking for state help to get back on their feet. State Representative Roger Scraba.
It's really hard to listen to your friends say, I have four employees. Do I let them go now or do I let them? When? What do I do? I got big shoulders and I can handle a lot, but sometimes it's just overbearing. It's just so much, you know. And I think when we share it, it's easier to walk the walk.
The hit to local businesses at the height of their tourism season could reach $100 million. For now, officials say the cause of a fire that destroyed more than 100 apartment units in a St. Louis Park apartment complex is undetermined.
The fire happened 2 weeks ago at Helix Apartments, located near Louisiana Oaks Park in St. Louis Park, and officials say they are waiting for any new evidence that would pinpoint the cause. A final report is expected from the St. Louis Park Fire Department before the end of August. Dozens of people were left homeless, and there were no serious injuries in the fire. Investigators do know that the fire started on a fourth-floor balcony and that the amount of damage makes it difficult to find out what happened. They also say there's no evidence that the fire was started on purpose. Al Schock, Newstalk A30, WCCO.
The Stanley Cup isn't a familiar sight in Minnesota, but it did make an appearance on Thursday at the Eden Prairie Center along with the hometown hero, Jackson Blake.
The line to see the Cup and Jackson stretched around the building.
How long have you been waiting?
2 hours.
Really?
I know, it's actually pretty incredible.
I've been here for an hour and a half.
But once they got inside and witnessed everything in person, it was worth it.
Oh, electric. That was pretty amazing.
It's like a very fun and amazing moment. It's like really big and it's like my hands are shaking.
For his family, The scene is surreal.
It's a special day, not only for us, our family, but for the whole city of Eden Prairie and especially the rink.
It's crazy. I can't believe that this is real right now. I'm so proud of Jackson. And yeah, it's so fun to see all the people that we grew up with.
In Eden Prairie, Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And Minneapolis is unveiling a series of free concerts and neighborhood music events this summer and fall.
Backed by money from the Small Business Resiliency Fund, two events are being launched: the Minneapolis Mile of Music and the Indie Music Family Night Out. This follows a recent study showing that independent performance spaces generate $2.2 billion for the local economy. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
Those numbers reinforce what we already know. Investing in independent music venues, the creative economy, strengthens our entire local economy.
As the city prepares to launch the Mile of Music event on August 19th, organizers hope to make both of these musical events a yearly tradition. In the Whittier neighborhood, I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And thank you for tuning in. You can find the On the Go and all of our other podcasts at WCCORadio.com and on the Odyssey app. I'm Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.